Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and this is new music from Charles Wolfolk. It's called Walk in Delight, or Delight.
This is the time and the season. We need the peace of your presence.
Your presence.
There is hatred and malice between fellow men.
And the darkness covers the land. We need the light of your love
to shine down. We need your power, your presence,
your glory upon us.
We need to
walk.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to be joined by a true legend in the gospel music industry. The one and only Dr. Charles Wolfolk returns with the new single, Walk in Delight. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. He's no stranger to the gospel music industry or music ministry as a whole, with over 35 years and counting of experience. He has been a staple and a fixture since Benson Music Group released its inaugural Giving Up the Praise CD in 1994, when then the group, the Praise Covenant Choir, was really just kicking down doors in the gospel music industry. I want to welcome the legend himself, the Dr. Charles Wolfolk II, Real Gospel. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, man. It feel like I'm running out of like an NFL tunnel or like an NBA game.
Yes. Amen to that. That's exactly what you just did. Listen, I always like to say, just in case there's someone who found Christ on yesterday, and although I read some, not even a snippet of your accolades, there's someone who just found Christ who's listening right now. They just found Christ yesterday, and they have no idea who you are. They're new to gospel music per se. So just take an opportunity to tell them a little bit about of where you're from, how you first fell in love with Jesus, and how you ended up on the path that you're on now.
Wow, I would just describe, first of all, man, thank you so much for an opportunity to appear on your platform, man. When you prayed me in and to the interview, I knew we were in the right place. So for that, I would tell anybody, if you just found Jesus yesterday or today, I would tell you to do what I did when I found him, and that's connect to him on a level that only you and him can understand. You don't connect for somebody else's reasons or because somebody else says that you're gifted or somebody else says that you're called. You have to have that relationship with God, and I would tell them to develop it like I did from a young age. I started singing in the Baptist church when I was 3 years old. By the time I was 9 years old, I took my grandmother's job as the choir director. and then by 15, I was already singing professionally all over the country. And we signed with Benson in 94. I'm from a little town outside of Cleveland, Ohio, called Elyria, Ohio, to the west of Cleveland. And it put Elyria on the map to go to the GMWA to sign that deal with, at that time, the largest black gospel record label in the industry, Benson Music Group, along with people like Hezekiah Walker, Commissioned, Albertina Walker, Dawkins & Dawkins. The roster was crazy. And it led to a whole lot of opportunity with that original group in 94. The first project was produced by Fred Hammond. Man, 14 albums later, we're here talking about the new single, Walk in the Light. And I'm still in that same relationship with Jesus that I established the day that I met him. So I would encourage people, find God. He'll direct your path and he'll order your steps in everything that you're destined to do. It will be great for you.
Amen. When did you know that God had big things for you? I mean, when did you know, okay, my life is never going to be the same? It's taking off in a direction that I never, ever imagined.
I think that, it may sound really weird, but if you remember the movie with Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It, when she was in the church and she was singing loud, mm-hmm. and all the saints would look back at her like, girl, calm yourself down with it. It don't take all that. I used to get that all the time in church. It don't take all that. And the pastor came up to me, and I was like 11 years old at this time. And he told me, he said, Charles, no matter what people say, you keep that praise in your mouth. You keep that praise in your spirit. You keep that relationship with God going. He said, because it's going to take you places. It'll take you places where dealing with people can't. But praising God is going to open doors for you on another level. He prophesied that to me at 11 years old, and it's been coming true ever since.
Wow. You know, that reminds me of, I invited a young man to church with me a couple of years back. And let's just say he may have been unchurched per se. And, mm-hmm. you know, in our particular service, you know, people were, they got up and ran a little bit and danced a little bit. And then after service, I was dropping him off and I said, well, what'd you think? He said, it don't take all that.
He just don't know.
I said, keep on living.
Yes sir. It'll take that and then some. There's a song on my new, on the whole project that's coming. We're talking about the single, but the project comes out later in the spring. There's a song on there called You Don't Know. You remember the old song, You Don't Know, like,
yeah.
I know
what he's done for me. Yes.
I have flipped the script on that song. I think that'll be the next single, as a matter of fact, that comes out after this one.
Oh, man, I can't wait. You should have dropped that one first. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. No, no. When you hear it, you'll see why. I had to come back gently and then hit him in the head. You've never heard that song done in a Jamaican swing. Wait till you hear it. That's
all. Oh, my goodness. See, that was the song that back in the day, growing up with my grandparents in North Carolina, you talk about shouting and dancing. I mean, you don't know like I know.
That's
one of them songs that when you're little like I was at that time, when the Saints started singing it, it just seemed like they sang it for an hour. It's like they just didn't stop. Like, come on. Okay, come on, y'all. Okay.
And that was a warm-up set.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about Walking the Light. What's the inspiration behind this and talk to us about the motivation?
The whole project is called Tune and Vibe. In the Caribbean culture, the word tune is simply tune, but they use it when something is hot. You know, when it's a really, really nice song, to be like, you know, fire tune. Man, that's a nice fire tune. You know, you sing fire tune. So coupled with my love for the African culture, the Caribbean culture, with my Baptist upbringing that turned into an apostolic upbringing, it was imperative, I think, to reach back to some of my history for this project. My aunt Marvetta, God rest her soul, she succumbed to cancer years ago at the age of 34. But she used to lead this song when I was a young guy. The old version, Walk in the Light, Beautiful Light. You know,
yes,
the old
yes,
version.
Yes, Jesus,
and,
yes.
That thing was ringing in my spirit, and around my birthday this year, last year, on December 19th in last year, 23, I got up and told my wife, I said, I think I want to just go ahead and put a song out for my birthday. And my wife was like, you sure you want to just jump? And, you know, I said, absolutely. It's time to come back. I believe God is opening the path for us to return to the industry, and I think that it needs to be a song that speaks to where we are right now. And that's what those lyrics do. This is the time and season. We need the peace of your presence. If we ever needed the Lord before, surely we need him now. And I lean all the way on Take Six and everybody who's ever used that phraseology, commission, and everybody, every preacher I've heard say it, because the times that we're in are indeed last days and perilous times. So I wanted a song that would not just soothe our spirit, but would just take us on a journey of hope and reconciliation and understanding that if we walk in God's light, which is symbolic of his favor and his love and his blessings in our life, if we're walking with him, then all things are possible. Now, the Mashallah part comes in. It's pronounced Mashallah. People say Mashallah, Masili. But Mashallah is a Yoruban term. The Yoruba tribe in Nigeria has a terminology, Iyanu Mashallah, and that whole phraseology means God's miracles happening now. So if we walk in the light with God, every miracle that we need, whether it be for our healing, our finances, the redemption of our family member, if it's to get our own relationship together with God, you're never going to do it walking in the darkness of this world. You have to come into the knowledge of who he is, walk in his love and in his light, and your miracle can happen even now. So that's the inspiration for the song.
Preach, Doc. and you really are a doctor, right? So,
yes, sir.
I got it. So what have you been doing the past couple of years? Preaching, pastoring? Because I say, sound like a pastor to me.
My goodness. My wife and I did a podcast. We did a pilot for a podcast called the Ascension Life Podcast, and it's available online. We're doodly itching to come back, and I am as well now, because so many people have been blessed by the online format. I had a church, a vibrant church in the Cleveland area, close to 200 members or so. That's a good little church, a little startup church. After serving as a worship leader and worship pastor in the area for so many major ministries, God set us out. And then the weirdest thing happened. God blessed me to become an implementation manager for software securities. So I was traveling all over the world doing software implementation securities for companies like Walmart and Nike, Procter & Gamble. It's not exactly easy to do that job where you're traveling all over the world and be a pastor. So that ministry was handed over to some of the young bucks as I like to call them, and they're still going today with that. God has reinstituted what I'm to do, and it's to be an online ministry with the flexibility to travel the world as he gave it to me back in the day, to evangelically travel the world and minister through song and through the word. And the online platform is what we're doing now. So Ascension Ministries and the Ascension Life Podcast is the focal point of what we're doing. And it's okay. Everybody, every pastor, every preacher don't have a stone building with four walls and the same. But when you talk about good old church and jumping around and dancing and shouting and loving on the Lord, that's the element that you can miss. But when you can reach a global audience of hundreds of thousands to millions of people with your broadcast, I think God just is really using me, as he did musically in the 90s, now to pioneer just a new format of ministry and global ministry to impact people the way that they need it, where they are. And I look forward to what this year holds with that and with the release of the rest of the music.
Amen. And I don't care what anybody says. I can't think of too many pastors that wouldn't take the opportunity to travel the world and minister to God's people and just to meet God's people all over the globe, which is basically what we're called to do, right? Preach the gospel to all four corners of the earth. I mean, that's just simply amazing. So I look forward to reading your memoirs when you release your book about everything that you're doing. I look forward to that.
How did you know?
Come on. I've been doing this a long time. I can tell. I can tell when God is going to birth something out of people, and you are definitely one. Maybe even this might be a stretch, but maybe even a play or something like that, a movie. I mean, you got to tell your story, man. You got to talk about these experiences that God has allowed you to see all over the globe and within the church and within the music ministry. So I look forward to it.
I will tell you this, and just very briefly, it was a very, very tough decision. When you see it growing and you see people coming and you see the offerings go from 400 a week to 40,000 a week, you know, it can get you there, and you can say, wow, you know, look at all we can do to bless people. Look at all that we can do to affect the community. And then God gives you the answer to a prayer that you prayed years before the church. Mm. And he sets you in line with a job that's going to set you and your family up for the next 30 years or the next 50 years, where you can be a blessing to enrich your family and still minister to people all over the globe. And you're right. Wherever I traveled, every city I went in, I was able to promote my music and connect with my pastor friends and preach to their people and still be blessed and still be used as an instrument of God's word all over the world. So he'll open up the door, pay you six figures, make sure that you're secure in your credit and your finances, mm-hmm. and still let you preach good. So, you know, thanks be to God who giveth us the victory.
Amen. We'll have to leave it right there and pick up the conversation more later on this year with Dr. Charles. Dr. Charles Wolfolk, tell the listeners where they can find out more about you and your music, also Essential Life Podcast and Ministries, and also Chun and Vibe.
Absolutely. It is all at theofficialcharleswolfolk.com. The official, or official, not the, officialcharleswolfolk.com, online at all the streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. We have a beautiful video that we shot for Walk in the Light. I encourage everybody to go to YouTube, like, subscribe, and share. We are all over any place that you get your streamed music. And the new project, Tune and Vibe, should be out by the end of May.
Amen. The one and only Dr. Charles Wolfolk, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And God's blessings to all of your listeners and to you as well.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.